This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
You want to hear any of this Wendy Williams stuff?
Yeah, I'd like to.
All right, we've got several cuts over here.
Okay.
All right, if you don't know the Wendy Williams story, she went to the hospital. She dropped a note out, help Wendy. And they did. They went in there and got her, took her to the hospital. Then they gave her this test. And this psychiatric test, she passed with flying colors.
Yeah.
They said that she's... And then when I heard this audio this morning, she sounds fine to me, but I don't know. But right now, she's on a lockdown back at that facility again.
Yeah, and she has a, what do you call it, a custodian, right? A financial, somebody that has all control of all her money, and they've left her in this nursing home.
For the most part.
Weird.
And she's just stuck there and can't get out. Now, who'd she call into?
Good morning. Good day.
Good day, New York.
Yeah.
Good day, New York. Okay, here we go.
Would you be open to having a sober companion, a financial consultant, if they moved you out of that guardianship?
Well, as far as a sober companion, I don't need that. I am not drinking ever in my life. You know what I'm saying? And I, by the way, I, a financial advisor, I've had that for a year. Listen, of course. Of course a financial advisor. Of course somebody to look after my money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
because
the money that I have right now is all with my guardian person.
Right. And by the way, they're taking fees out every month, right?
Oh, please. Listen. I'll talk to you behind the scenes,
okay.
Roseanne.
I know.
She sounds great.
She does. Mm-hmm. I mean, and did she say, so they have to pay this conservator? Is that what's happening? Fees every month?
Damn. No wonder you're keeping her locked up.
Yeah, right?
You're taking her money every month.
Your check goes
right?
away.
That's awful.
Here's another clip from that.
So, Wendy, are you okay? How do you feel today, and how long are you going to be in the hospital for?
Well, I'm waiting to see my lawyer, Sadatu Salami, and I saw her yesterday. She'll be here today. She'll be here today. And I got a few other people that I have to speak with, you know? Gina? Continue talking, please.
So, Gina,
we're just trying to talk.
So, Gina, can you take this latest testing, bring it before the judge, and say, let Wendy out now?
Absolutely. These are independent results. This is from a hospital, a very well-known hospital. It's independent. It's factual. I would be very disappointed, and I would be very concerned if the judge has an issue with those tests.
I don't know.
Who's Gina? Is she Gina Salami?
I don't know. Gina Salami. Hey, but no, who's Salami?
It's one of her relatives.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Is she an attorney or something?
I'm not sure how she's related to her, but it's like her nephew or niece or something.
Gotcha. Yeah. This is a weird story. But, you know, somebody brought up the good point, and it's true. We all thought Britney was fine, too, until she started spinning in her panties.
It, neither one of us has said that they need to let her out because we really don't know.
Right.
I'm just saying in this audio, she sounds fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. When you see her out, when she's in that little rascal riding around, she looks a little angry first. And she is a little, I don't know, testy at the same time, and her eyes are all bugged out.
Well, that's because Graves' disease.
She's got a disease for that. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how she is.
But what I'm saying is we all thought Brittany could handle it, handle life, right? Brittany seemed totally normal. And then we're like, yay, free Brittany, free Brittany. She gets out. Everything's great, we think. And then the next thing she's doing these weird-ass videos every day. And we're like, uh-oh.
She's shacking up with a felon, all this stuff.
Yeah, and all his 20 kids. Yeah. And we're all like, maybe we shouldn't have freed Brittany.
Too early.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe we don't free Wendy.
Yeah,
I don't know. I have no idea. She sounds good on the audio tape stuff. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.